This is a transmit audio bandwidth test. This audio is being transmitted from a Kenwood TS950 SDX and received on a Kenwood TS850 SAT, both set in the AM mode. The 850 is set for widest possible receive bandwidth, which means both the 8 MHz and 455 kHz filters are bypassed. I'm currently speaking into a Kenwood MC43S dynamic hand microphone. This is the stock mic that comes with the 950. The DSP unit on the 950 is set for 3 kHz of audio response. The low cut is 100 Hz and the high cut is 3100 Hz. This establishes a baseline sample of a stock microphone on the radio. Now I'm going to increase the frequency response by setting both the low cut and high cut settings to off. This increases the frequency response to approximately 7 kHz, a little under actually. This shouldn't sound that much different because the stock microphone's receive bandwidth is much narrower than that. There may be some improved high-end response, but on the whole it should sound very much the same. Now I'm going to switch over to the studio mic that I normally use on the air.
This is a Behringer B1 condenser microphone. The B1 is connected to a Behringer 2200 mic preamp, which itself is connected to a Behringer 2496 digital equalizer, which in turn connects to a Behringer FX2000 effects processor. The effects processor is connected to the accessory port on the back of the radio using a Radial Engineering J-ISO transformer. This provides impedance matching and isolation between the audio equipment and the rig. Right now, the equalizer and effects processor are bypassed, so this sample reflects the flat audio response from the microphone without any special processing. Now I'm going to engage the EQ in the effects processor. Now the effects processor and equalizer are turned back on. This is the set of settings that I normally use on the air with this equipment. However, both the EQ and the effects processor are fairly new to me, so I'm still experimenting a little bit to find the optimal settings. Luckily, they both have the ability to save and restore presets, which makes making comparisons a lot simpler. Now I'm going to set the frequency response on the radio back to 3 kHz.
This is with the low cut set at 100 Hz and the high cut at 3100 Hz again. As you can probably hear, the audio becomes much muddier. This is what happens when the radio doesn't have enough frequency response to accommodate the microphone audio itself. Now I'm going to attempt one more test.